I want to talk to you now some more about the axioms. We've gotten up to the axioms of affinity, reality, and communication. These subjects are very inherent. For instance, in Scientology, they're terrifically useful. If you want to find where a communication line is breaking, why, look for some affinity that is off. And if you want to audit somebody who is having a rather rough time, then you'd better audit them with considerable affinity. If you demonstrate enough affinity one way or the other, why, you will be able to overcome their communication reluctance. But it's very important that you understand that all these things are basically a consideration. We have to consider that they exist before they exist. Now, we are covering on this track the considerations which man has composited into an existence. Man has decided that certain things existed, and so he has agreed upon this very thoroughly, and so they exist for all of men. And if he had never decided upon these various existences, why, they wouldn't exist. So we look at this affinity, and we find out that we look at reality and communication, too, and we find out that we are looking at a long series of considerations which man holds in common. These are not considerations simply because we in Scientology consider that they exist. We can do enormously important things with this information, this codification organization of this universe. It's been going on for about 76 trillion years, and to be able to bust it loose and knock it apart is quite an interesting feat. All right, let's look over affinity and see that the first thing about affinity is the fact it's consideration, and then that in the ARC triangle, the distance of communication is represented by the affinity to a marked degree. And the type of particle, the distance and the type of particle. For instance, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. That happens to be a lie, but you could postulate it that way and make it come out. And you could also say that if you get two people far enough apart, why, they're liable to get mad at each other. The main reason you have wars is because Russia is a safe distance from the United States. It can afford to get mad. Did you ever notice that somebody was very furious at you as long as they were on the other end of a telephone line, but when you went around to see them, they weren't mad at you anymore? Well, that's an inversion on the situation. You closed the distance, and so you achieved a better affinity. Many ways that you can handle this, but again, basically it's consideration. Now, let's look at reality. And we find out that reality, in number 26, reality is the agreed upon apparency of existence.